know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to fulfilling your purpose and introducing our host, Anthony Mitchell.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Anthony Mitchell. Just wanted to say that we have some company today, meaning I got a special guest who's going to keep it hot, flavorful. But before I introduce him, I do have to say, whatever platform you were streaming this podcast from, please give us a like, a share, a rate, a subscription. Help us to get this content out to the four corners of the world. But before we do so, we got to hear from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. This is Andre Truitt, representative for Just Gifted Clothing Brand. If you have individual talent of any kind, we are talking to you. Join this clothing brand that has built a community of people that encourages others to use their gifts and talents. Man, we are the fastest growing brand that you haven't heard of yet. To find out what we're really about, just go to justgiftedclothingbrand.com. Let me spell that out for you. JUSGIFTED clothingbrand.com. One more time for you. JUSGIFTED clothingbrand.com. Talent in any way, you're just gifted.
And we are back in studio, where today I do have a special guest with me. And today's a more lighthearted interview, so buckle up and let's enjoy what we've got prepared. All right, thank you guys for coming back to another edition of the End Zone Club, where, as always, we have conversations that are designed to push us from walking in potential to actually fulfilling our purpose. And today, we have been blessed with a very young, phenomenal young woman in the studio with us today. Miss Mila, do you mind telling us who you are?
I'm Mila.
You guys heard it. We have Mila with us today, and I'm excited. I'm excited, and I think when you guys hear today's episode, you will be excited for her. So, Miss Mila, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say good morning and welcome to the End Zone Club.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning? Are you a little nervous, excited?
Excited.
Excited. I like it. How old are you, Miss Mila?
Eight.
I have a 12, 11, and a 2-year-old daughter, and they love to talk. Are you talkative or are you quiet?
I'm both.
All right, so I have a question, Miss Mueller. A little birdie told me that you are a very good basketball player. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So I am curious, Miss Mueller, what got you interested in basketball?
My dad.
Okay. Dad, come on in, Dad. Come on in and introduce yourself real quickly, if you don't mind.
Hey, how's it going?
Dad, were you a basketball player coming up?
I was a basketball player in high school. I played a little bit of a triple-A basketball and enjoyed it back then.
So I guess my next question would have been for me is, did she get her love for basketball? Did that come for you or did that come for mom?
Actually, I think it was more so she has two older brothers as well.
Ooh.
And so a couple years ago, we started all training together. And I believe it started off as competition amongst each other.
Okay.
And it turned into a passionate sport for her.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are her brothers?
One's 15 and the other one's 13.
You know, it's crazy how that competition is. So we have two older sons also, 23 and 19, and they play basketball as well.
And I noticed that our 8-year-old son is already trying to challenge them because he's, you know, he's not half their size. Yeah. He's not there yet, but he's already got them as a goal. Does she kind of size up to her brothers and say, I'm going to beat you one day, or am I going to beat you now? Is that a conversation?
I think that at her age, at her skill level now, she's trying to beat them now.
I like it. You know, and that's what a good competitor does. Yeah. They have that fight in them really young, and you can see, yeah, she's got something special. So I do, Miss Mila, I do have a question for you. Who's your favorite basketball player?
Michael Jordan.
Dad, you have raised her well.
Oh, good stuff.
We have a fight in my home because, of course, I came up in the Jordan era.
Yeah.
My oldest son swears up and down that LeBron James is the greatest. The youngest, yeah, for whatever reason, the youngest is a James Harden fan.
Oh, wow.
These are hard conversations to have in my home. Do you have a favorite basketball team, Mila?
Yes.
Who's your favorite team?
The Orlando Magic.
I can understand that. Dad, jumping back on you for a second, I am curious because you did say that you played basketball, and apparently there were some things from basketball that you liked enough to pass it down to your kids. Like, what are some of those, like, lessons as a parent you hope to use basketball for, to teach to your kids?
I honestly, looking at basketball, appreciate it gives them something more to focus on than destructive things. And so it's a way of them building confidence in themselves, and it prevents them, I believe, from getting into a lot of mischief because they're focused on improving themselves in other ways.
Which is very lifelong learning lesson within themselves. We're really big here where we are in the Memphis area, working in the community with kids. And something we're a firm believer in is that there's no such thing as a bad kid. They just need outlets. They need things to do to keep them from being idle, as well as teaching virtues. Now, me still being in the military, they keep us busy. But right. I see a lot of times a lot of kids don't have that. So I have to applaud parents that are involved and really pushing. Now, I do have to know, Miss Mila, coming back to you, what kind of teammate are you? Are you a good teammate? Are you encouraging? What kind of teammate are you?
Good teammate.
So, Dad, I want to throw this question at you as a parent. What kind of teammate is she?
I think she's a really good teammate. Her, they get along really well with each other. She is definitely not the type of person that would not pass or selfish. I think that, you know, she likes to see the team win and likes to have fun with them.
That's important.
Does that sound about right?
I like that. With that said, how do you, as a parent, though, how do you keep her encouraged to fight through obstacles? Because I do know working with younger kids, sometimes as they're learning that confidence and their skills, you know, they have good days, and then sometimes maybe they make mistakes and they get down on themselves. Like, what are some things you're doing to keep pushing her through those moments?
You know, when I first started off teaching Mila basketball, I did it in a way where it was fun. And so I would do little competitions, little things like that, to where I felt like she didn't realize she was learning such an impressive skill, because she was so busy trying to get better to earn whatever prize or competition I put forth for her. And so I think keeping it fun for her is what keeps the drive going. So I don't necessarily see herself down on herself that much, because she just enjoys being on the court.
I love it, because I think that's where a lot of times we lose kids, when there's nobody that's pushing them through those moments and coaching them. Because as adults, sometimes we have good days, we have bad days, but it's really good when you have people that care and that are really building. Now, if you don't mind, since you played like that, I do want to know, is there a particular story from your time as an athlete that, like, really stands out today that if you were to use this story to like maybe encourage a younger athlete, this would be your go-to story. Do you have one of those?
Not necessarily a go-to story like that, but I do feel like because I played basketball, it was a way of taking me from being as shy as I was to giving me a little bit more, a lot more confidence in myself. I think that really helped me out tremendously. Prior to that, I was pretty darn shy. So I think that worked out really well.
All right, Ms. Mela, I'm going to throw this question back at you now. Do you ever dream about basketball in the future?
No.
And that's good because it's good even from a young age to build dreams. My son tells me now, Daddy, I'm going to beat you in basketball. That's just his ultimate dream. And I always like to tell kids, whatever your dream is, however that dream is, that one day it'll come true. So that's very good. Now, I don't want my son, Dad, to believe that he will ever beat me in basketball. But I'm sure it'll happen one day. Are your sons challenging you yet on the basketball court?
Yes.
How about you, Dad? Are your sons challenging you yet?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
who wins those battles?
A lot of times. Oh, it's just because you're bigger than me.
Excuses.
Right.
All right. I do want to turn the corner for a minute. Has faith played any part in your life? Not even just as an athlete, but as a father, as a parent.
Absolutely. Having faith in God and trusting, like as a parent, as well, I've had times where you can't get out of control and you just got to take that moment. God, give me the right words to say and give me patience, but he's been there. And I tell the kids all the time, God's done so much for us, and we have to give thanks to him all the time. So absolutely.
I love that because as a parent, now I understand my parents more. When I was Mila's age, I didn't think my parents knew anything about anything. And then now I'm looking to them for advice. And I will say faith has also been important for us and just being our guiding light through life and pointing us in the direction of areas that, maybe we needed instruction on. Maybe I'm trying to figure out, God, how do I pass this test in school? And yeah. God gave me the faith to grow. Like, how do I get along with my siblings? God gave me the faith, even from a young age, to work. Mela, do you love church yet?
Yes.
I like it. What's one thing you like about church?
I like when they talk about God.
Yeah, I like it.
You don't like the dancing?
It gets boring.
The dancing is boring?
That's what I love about kids. So my wife and I are youth pastors. And I have found out a lot of times adults, we kind of like structure from a repetitious standpoint. Like we like knowing kind of, what to expect. Kids, on the other hand, kids like to be surprised. They like to have fun. And when they're not having fun, they will tell you the truth. And sometimes I think the best way to grow churches is to talk to kids.
True. I agree.
My sons are kids. They'll tell us, Daddy, the food was not good today. Daddy, they were very long when they preached today. And it's like, I didn't even think about that. So, Mela, do you like playing video games or any other hobbies outside of basketball?
Yes.
What do you like? Do you like PlayStation or Xbox?
I like to go outside.
Okay.
You like
riding bikes? What do you like?
Yeah, I like going outside.
You said you like riding bikes, or what do you like?
I like riding bikes.
Okay. Same with my girls. My girls are in that stage now, Dad, where unfortunately they're discovering makeup and those sorts of things. And as a dad, I always thought my girls were going to be just perfect little angels all their life. And now that I see them growing up, I'm having a hard time accepting it. Do you think you're going to be like that as she gets older?
I'm hoping not, right? But yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. Right now, you know, she's not much into makeup and stuff like that. I think she's just doing her thing as a basketball athlete.
I love it. I love it. Well, Dad, something I like to always ask my guests, and I'm going to throw this at you. This is, I told you there were no I got you questions, but I kind of didn't tell the truth. So drum roll, please.
Let's do it.
But it's a simple question I always ask every guest that comes on this platform. Like, what is one thing you know now you wish you knew when you were younger?
Oh, well, let's see. That's a good question, actually. I honestly wish that everything, actually. I mean, it's so much that I've learned that's gotten me to this point that if I could take that back and equip myself with it at a younger age, it would definitely give me, like you said, you know, learning from your parents. In a sense, I'll be learning from myself as a parent. And it would be an amazing thing because it could really guide me in a lot of different ways. But would I change anything? No, because that's what got me to where I am right now.
I thank you for that, because for myself, I always think that one thing I know now that I wish I knew when I was younger was just the consistency you need in anything to make a difference. I probably came from an environment where my parents were military, and then when they got out the military, we didn't really have much per se, but it's like, hey, I wanted to make a difference. And in order to make a difference, it took a lot of sacrifice on our end, hard work and dedication and, you know, trying to make the right decisions. And thankfully God has blessed us now where we are making a difference, not just in our home, but in the community. So I always like to hear that from other people. And it's crazy that no matter what walk of life our guest walk, most of them have the same answer. So I like that because it helps our kids that are listening to understand how really we're success, how similar it is to each of us. So with that said, Dad, I do want to open the floor. Is there anything else? Like if you were looking at a young athlete who was walking some of the same steps that you walked, what would be some things you would do or say to them that would encourage them along their path?
Honestly, I would say just looking at the path that I walk is keep faith, believe in God, and trust in Him, and be patient because, you know, you'll hear that answer, I believe, and you just got to have that faith and don't doubt it.
I like it. I like it. And I do have to highlight one important aspect. You are also a father who is really engaged and involved. And before we go, I mean, I don't think that men are getting enough kudos for doing their role, because honestly, statistics are making us look like we don't exist, but we are very much here.
Yep,
I want to know how important it is for you as a father to just be playing your role and doing your part. I want to hear that joy side of that.
Man, it's not only is it important, it's awesome. You know, I get to see the growth. I get to, you know, just being a father is just amazing. I think I was just talking about that at the table earlier, wasn't I? And I was giving them the example of like what it would feel like to me if I didn't have my family. I mean, it's like chaining my heart up to a semi truck and watching them pull it out slowly with the veins still intact. That's how much it means to me to be a father. Was that the exact words I used earlier?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. I just actually had that conversation earlier, so that's exactly how I detailed it to them. So,
and you know, just to see your interaction with your daughter like really warms my heart, because I think one of the most important relationships, especially for a girl, is the role that her father plays in her life. I thought that I was going to be like this really mean, hard dad, like kind of like James from Good Times.
Right. Yeah.
But when I actually had girls and I held them for the first time and, you know, changed pampers and helped bathe and, you know, at nights when they're crying, I'm there trying to help my wife not to carry the load by herself, I had so much more understanding for my daughters. And now seeing them grow up, it just blesses me. Absolutely. The kind of girls that they are, they don't get in trouble. They work hard. They have good ideas. And it's a blessing. So when I see a father also doing a podcast with his daughter laying on his chest and she's, you can tell she's loved, and I can tell dad is happy. I had to give you your flower, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
And I wish, honestly, I wish really, and before I transition off, I wish a lot of you young men, especially, that are listening to this podcast, and even if you didn't have a dad, even if you didn't have a positive role model, I challenge you to pray for God to put men like Mr. Parker in your life to show you the way, to show you that you can, because it's not about how you start, but how you finish.
Absolutely.
I know you guys, Mr. Parker, have a busy day ahead of you. I know you got sports and so many other activities. But before we go, is there anything else you or you, Miss Mila, would like to share with our listeners?
Goodbye.
All right, you share it. Good stuff.
All right. Well, Mr. Parker, thank you for stopping by the End Zone Club. It has been a blessing to talk to you and your daughter. I know her attention span is as long as mine, so I will not hold you.
Well, I really appreciate you having us, too. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. But when we are finished with this, I will send you a link so that you can share some of this with your friends and
awesome.
Her teammates. And we would like to encourage her on during her her path in life as an athlete, because before you know it, she will be no longer seven. And she will be doing great things. So we are excited. But anyway, guys, you've heard it here first. You guys encourage Miss Mila, keep her in your prayers as we are excited about what God is doing with her career. Until next time, this is the End Zone Club. Be blessed.